This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack visited Greeley Wednesday to unveil efforts to increase access to healthy school meals. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Those steps include grants to develop nutritious meals for kids, including almost $8 million for the Boulder-based Chef Ann Foundation. The secretary also highlighted a proposed rule to expand a federal program to provide free meals to all students. Danielle Bach, director of nutrition services for the Greeley Evans School District, says it's about feeding kids shame-free.
All students are accessing the same meals on a level playing field, and no one is called out based on their family's income eligibility.
Colorado is already moving toward universal free school lunch, but the federal program could still help with some costs. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Demonstrators have gathered at the State House today to protest yesterday's shooting at East High, which left two administrators hospitalized. Here's CPR's Paula Shalseda.
I'm at the Colorado State Capitol, where hundreds of students, mostly from East High in Denver, are demanding action from lawmakers. Students are crowding the exits of both chambers, waiting for lawmakers to leave so they can ask about their support for upcoming gun bills. Lawmakers from both parties are being stopped in the hallways, surrounded by a sea of students wearing red, the color of East High. I'm Paolo Shalzada, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Coming up on All Things Considered, France's president moved to increase the country's retirement age up by 2 years. So, hear how people are reacting. Stay here.